From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Last night, Columbia residents voiced their concerns about equity in Columbia public schools. In a five-hour Board of Education meeting, parents advocated for open recordings of meetings where they discussed their students' individualized education plan with instructors. Other parents condemned the district's use of seclusion and restraint on students. The board decided to look more closely at both of those issues. But KBIA's Isabel Lohman also talked with Carla London at the meeting in her first interview since coming under public scrutiny last week.
School Superintendent Peter Stiepelman highlighted the district's achievements, including training teachers on restorative practices and collecting feedback on how the training went. Last week, local organization Race Matters Friends said the district's chief equity officer, Carla London, wasn't doing enough to advocate for students of color and their families. The organization called for London's resignation last Friday. But London says teachers are committed to using restorative practices in the classroom.
So when you're talking about changing mindsets and having people really reflect on their socialization, that's deep work. If it was a switch that we could flip, we would have all done that a long time ago. But it's deep work. We're having regular sessions with every teacher in the district, additional sessions with new teachers in the district who've never taught before anywhere, additional sessions with teachers who've taught 20 years somewhere else.
Isabel Lohman, KBIA News.
The Columbia Board of Education is reconsidering a policy which bans the recording of individual education program meetings. These meetings are an opportunity for students with disabilities and their parents to sit down with educators to create a comprehensive educational strategy. The current policy forces parents to record secretly, which is allowed under state law. But currently, the policy requires meetings to stop if the recording is revealed. Robin Shelp is the president of the group Missouri Disability Empowerment. She spoke out against the policy at the school board's meeting last night.
So state law allows one party consent to record, so only one person has to know it's being recorded. Yet school policy prohibits them from recording. And even the representative from MSBA, Missouri School Board Association, said, well, yeah, parents can record. It's just creepy. That was her language.
Parents are allowed to take notes or transcribe meetings under the school board's current policy, but are restricted from any audio or video recording. A Columbia City councilman pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge, alleging he negotiated a quid pro quo deal with two developers. The Columbia Missourian reports Councilman Ian Thomas waived his arraignment and pleaded not guilty Monday to attempting to commit an act prohibited of an elected or public official. He's accused of working out a deal for the developers to donate $40,000 to an affordable housing group in exchange for Thomas supporting their development plans. A case review is scheduled for October 3rd. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.